Higher Education Commissioner Richard Freeland said the Westfield State University Board of Trustees took the right actions last week by putting Dobell on paid leave and hiring a Boston law firm to investigate allegations Dobell spent indiscriminately on travel and entertainment. However, Freeland said he is not ready to recommend lifting a freeze on some state funding for the school.
I'm hopeful that we're moving toward a resolution, and as I want to emphasize, our desire is to support the students of Westfield and to support the institution, not to punish them. And that's a suspension, not a cancellation.
The results of the Board of Trustees' ordered investigation of Dobell are due November 25th. Earlier this month, Freeland suspended $197,000 in state grants to the school and put a hold on a $2 million earmark to build a new science center. He took the action after Dobell failed to comply with a deadline Freeland set for an explanation about the questionable expenses. Dobell and other staff members at the university racked up hundreds of thousands of dollars in charges on foreign and domestic trips that were billed to the school and its fundraising arm, the Westfield State Foundation. Dobell has also been accused of violating university policy by charging personal expenses that he later reimbursed. In a letter before last week's marathon 10-hour meeting, Freeland urged the Board of Trustees to take steps to mitigate the damage that has been done to the state's public colleges and universities by Dobell's behavior. Freeland says he fears the controversy will feed public cynicism about the higher education system.
Which is one of the reasons why I have been so much at pains to try to make it clear that I believe this is an isolated incident. This is not typical of what is going on in our public institutions. I know of no other case remotely like this in any of the institutions that I'm working with.
Freeland scoffed at accusations made by Dobell's hired spokesman that the commissioner has a vendetta against Dobell and covets the Westfield State University presidency for himself.
I think this is probably my last job. I'm starting to think about more time with my grandchildren and that kind of thing. So Westfield is a great institution, and that's a wonderful presidency, but I don't think it's right for me at this time of life.
Freeland also appeared unconcerned about the threat of being named a defendant in a lawsuit Dobell's spokesman said is in the works that will allege the actions by the board and state education officials have violated Dobell's civil rights.
I'll deal with it when it comes. You know, I have tried to do my job as the Commissioner of Higher Education, which is to assure the proper stewardship of state funds. I believe I've done that job appropriately and with integrity.
Before speaking with reporters, Freeland had a private meeting with members of the Springfield Business Leaders for Education. He said he made a case for increased state funding for higher education. The commissioner's office issued a report earlier this month that projected by 2020, the state's public colleges and universities will not produce enough graduates to fill high-demand jobs in healthcare, science, and finance. Jeff Schifrida, the president of the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce, said it points to the need for more dialogue between the business community and educators.
And really looking at our community colleges, what we feel is the workforce development engines that they could be, and putting more emphasis on that. And over the couple of years, we've seen some movement.
Freeland told a state legislative committee earlier this week that rising student loan debt also poses a threat to the state's innovation-driven economy. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.